Love.
Time, y'all. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour tonight. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. And I want to say hello.
Hello.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
Welcome to the audience tonight. For those of you who have never heard this show before, and for those of you who may be listening quite often and welcome yourself back to the happy hour, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the talented, the very lovely, the very beautiful, the knick-knack herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
I've never asked you that. You always ask me how I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
and I've never asked you on air, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Had a nice little workout. The gym's been good to me. Life is good. You know, we're shooting for that calendar body. I may not have it in May, but in June, oh, my goodness.
I see you.
It's on and cracking, folks. We're broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, this is the place for you to be. And I want to say thank you. We want to just address the callers, the bloggers, the listeners, because without you, the show would not be as fun as it is, and the show just gets better and better and better and better each week. And trust and believe, tonight will not be any different.
No different.
Mark your calendars, people. Today is Wednesday, April the 27th, 2011. It's about to go down. We about to get it hot like chicken grease, baby. Last week, Ms. Oatmeal, we talked about a hot one. It was about the evolution of the hater.
Wow.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen, folks. Understand, that topic we talked about last week goes down as a classic. If you don't remember it or if you didn't hear it, take the link off the How Was Your Weekend page or off the Blog Talk Radio page and just send it to somebody. Let people know about the evolution of the hater. The callers that chimed in last week were off the chain. And I got to say that is by far one of my favorite broadcasts that we've ever done.
It's one of your faves?
It is one of my faves.
Okay.
Right next to The Problem with Women Is... But we'll leave that for another day.
Yes, go ahead and leave that alone. Leave it alone. We're not even going to talk about that. How about that?
We'll leave it there for where it is tonight. But, folks, you can always follow us. HowWasYourWeekend.com is the network of champions. It's growing. Follow us. Be a part of that. Spell was with a Z. You can follow us on Facebook on our page, How Was Your Weekend, as well. If you Twitter, follow us there as well, HWY Weekend. And be prepared to stay tuned and watch us and follow us on Justin.tv as well. So just to let you know where we can be reached and how we can be reached and how we can be seen, because it's about to go down. Oh, I can't wait.
My dad stopped.
like bad stock. For those of you all getting laid off in this terrible economy, trust and believe it's time to get your hustle on.
Yes, it is. It really is. It's time to get it moving. It's time to get it popping.
Mm-hmm. The portrayal of blacks in media and entertainment is our topic tonight.
Wow. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Is wow.
And y'all know where this came from. Miss Oatmeal, I saw the article that Spike Lee, Mr. Do the Right Thing himself, said about Tyler Perry.
Right.
Now, for those of you all who may have missed the actual interview or the broadcast, Ed Gordon talked about on Our World with Black Enterprise, he sat down with Spike Lee this past week while they were discussing a few things about the images that blacks in the media are portrayed. And Spike openly shared his opinion, if you will, on some of the recent projects that Tyler Perry has in reference to his sitcoms on TBS and the films that are in the major markets across the United States. It was pretty intense. And, you know, I'll state to you a direct quote that Spike said. You know, he said, each artist should be allowed to pursue their artistic endeavors, but I still think there's a lot of stuff out there today that is coonery and buffoonery. I know it's making a lot of money and breaking records, but we can do better. He said, I'm a huge basketball fan, and when I watch the games on TNT, I see these two ads for these two shows, which he's referring to Meet the Browns and House of Pain. And he says, I'm scratching my head. We got a black president, and we're going to go back to the Mantan Moreland and sleep and eat. This from the same person who wrote, directed, and produced the movie Bamboozled. The nerve of you. So, as you can imagine, you know, Tyler Perry had his own response to give back to Spike Lee on some of the films and some of his characters as well, particularly Madea. You know, and Tyler just straight out said he's sick of hearing about Spike Lee and Spike can go straight to hell. He wanted that to be printed. You know, he's just sick of talking about it. Real talk. I mean, he elaborated to the press that he's sick of talking about, you know, the movies that black people are going to see and how the vote, people vote by what they see and what they really want to see in the movies and how we want to be portrayed. Really? I mean, this was something I had to just open my mind to because I really didn't know too much about this. I really didn't follow this too much, but, you know, my co-host really brought this to my attention and said, yeah, we got to talk about this. This is crazy. Not only is Spike Lee going at it toward Tyler Perry, but there are some other issues and instances that people are just going at it. And it's crazy. You know, I'm flabbergasted. I'm in awe right now. Miss O'Mill, how do you feel about this?
Oh, wow. I mean, you already know how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the listeners and the callers and the bloggers don't know how I feel about this. What Tyler is doing by dressing up as Madea,
mm-hmm,
and doing his plays and all his movies is nothing different than what has been going on for years. For years. We could take it back to Flip Wilson, who dressed up as a woman.
Geraldine.
We could take it back to Shanae, which was Martin Lawrence, who dressed up as a woman.
Oh, my goodness, Shanae. Oh, my goodness. She's talking about Shanae.
Right. We could take it back to Wanda, who was Jamie Foxx.
Hey.
Who dressed up as a woman.
For real, though.
We could take it back to Big Mama, who was Martin Lawrence again.
Oh, Sherry, baby. Why are you so many men dressing up like women?
Right. Oh, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One of these legends in the game, okay,
mm-hmm,
that we forget about, okay, who's started as stand-up, or did he start on Saturday Night Live with Buck Wheat?
Was this so precious?
Which I know good and well nobody felt that that was not buffoonery.
Tell me.
Right, so we're not even going to get to Rasputia. Oh, my goodness. Come on now. Really? So is it because Tyler is in the spotlight right now?
Mm.
He is the one, the African-American producer, filmmaker, writer, studio. He has all this under his belt. So why will we target this man right now when there's been so many in the past
right.
that could have so-called changed the game that people are saying that they want it changed?
Right.
But why is it Tyler's responsibility to do that? It's not his responsibility. He had his own creative gifts.
Right.
That he's put into play and that he's worked so hard to achieve, whether one feels it's talent or not.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a whole lot of people in this world thought it was talent.
Okay.
You know, and God allowed it to occur, allowed his gifts to shine just like anybody else on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is being, you know, ridiculed by even his own people. And he's just one man.
Right.
He can only do so much.
Well, you know, that's just people in general.
Right.
You know, they see some, it's kind of like the y'all gang when we were kids, we played King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was somebody standing at the top, you got to knock that person down to make yourself look a little bit better because the attention, that spotlight is now off you.
Right.
And, you know, they've, Spike has played some roles himself, you know, Big Brother Half Pint. Or
really?
Big Brother Half Pint.
No, not Spike.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You know it.
Seriously.
His character Mars Blackman in one of his first movies, She Gotta Have It. So.
Right.
Straight idiot.
Exactly.
And the whole movie itself. And we talk about buffoonery. The movie Bamboozled, I couldn't name you a handful of people who would even attempt to go see this. Because it is what it is. I mean, Spike even mentioned something about, you know, John Singleton doing Boys in the Hood, but when he turned around and did Rosewood, nobody went to go see it.
Exactly.
Well, who went? What is that movie that Spike did that nobody went to go see?
Miracle at St. Anna.
There's going to be some people on the line like, huh, what's that?
Exactly.
It, right.
Because they didn't go see it.
And we're not going to support that.
Right.
You're going to trial and error, bro. Sometimes you're going to hit. Sometimes you're going to miss. But you're in position to do just that. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with a Z. The topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is the portrayal of blacks in media and entertainment.
Right.
So it's real talk. Not only are we talking about Spike Lee and Tyler Perry, but there's other images out there. For those of you all who are online, and for those of you who have your cell phones, your Blackberries, your iPhones, text somebody and tell them to chime in to this topic tonight.
They really need to chime in.
646-727-3279. Don't be selfish with the calls, ladies and gentlemen. You got friends in your phones that know about this topic. Let's go to the phone lines, Ms. O'Bill, and go ahead and get dirty with you.
You ready to go to the phone lines already?
Oh, absolutely, because it's hot. Well, you know what? Pause on that.
Yes,
because
pause
the question has to be addressed. First of all, let's just talk about it.
Okay.
We need to get that addressed.
Well, we need to also remind our people that as African Americans,
mm-hmm.
we're not one monolithic group.
Mm, that's true.
So there is room.
So we're not boxed in.
We're not boxed in.
For those who may not know what monolithic means,
right.
And everybody.
We are so talented.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot place it in the hands of one individual.
Right. That's true.
To be the savior of the whole world of film and media.
Mm, that's true. She's got a point. I wonder what the callers have to say about that.
Yeah, what do they have to say about that? That's just like the president of the United States, Barack Obama. People are complaining, doing backflips. Oh, he don't know what he's doing. He ain't doing nothing. This is one man that took on years of mess.
Mm-hmm.
Nor are they considering what they are not shown behind the scenes. They're only going by what is put out there in the media.
Right.
So you're basing the works of the president off of just that small portion of his job. Really? Come on, people. I need you to get up out the box with me. Get up out the box. There's too many people in the box. Get out the box. Get out the box. And you shouldn't be allowing the media to train you or to even raise your kids.
Uh-oh.
Come on now.
We're touching nerves, folks.
Really? I mean, my parents taught me what was right and what was wrong.
We're touching nerves.
I was a little, you know, they were free with allowing me to watch certain things. But guess what? They were smart and wise.
Mm-hmm.
And set me down and let me know what was real from the fake.
Right.
So come on. It's our responsibility to do the same thing because we can't stop. But we can show help.
But there are people who just insist on letting the media, and because the television could be the easiest way for everybody to just get a break. You know how many busy people are out there that just don't have time for anything else because they're just so busy that
right.
the television has to raise their child? Because all the laundry and the jobs and the cooking and the driving, oh, Lord, gas is so high, we just got to put everybody in front of this television.
Right.
They just don't understand. They're just, and maybe I feel for the busy people out there. You got a lot going on right now. And maybe because you got so much going on, you know, maybe it could be best to just put everybody in front of the television or just watch your favorite program and let the media dictate how you need to raise and dictate your family.
Right.
But think about this. If you see and consume negative energy on television, that negative energy is going to reflect through your television into your system because it's negative. It's draining. They're mad, they're frustrated, they're pissed off, and that's going to reflect back onto you. So that same negative energy that you're watching is going to put back into your life and your lifestyle, and you're going to be just as mad and frustrated about your kids and your family and your situation as they are on television.
But it doesn't matter the color of your skin.
I could watch
Snapped.
Oh,
and get negative energy or get ideas. Yeah. But I'm strong enough to know that that's not what I'm supposed to do. That is real life situation. That's real life. They killing their husbands.
When they throw, and that's
white, black, Puerto Rican, or Haitian, it don't matter. You know, and it's entertainment. And people have jobs in entertainment because that is what they do well.
Right.
They don't have jobs like us. So you cannot look at it from our frame of mind working in corporate unless you are a part of media and entertainment and you study and you do your research so you understand, just like in corporate America, you got to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play one in the entertainment industry as well.
Oh, Lord.
So for them, you got to play a part like the crackhead and Jungle Fever, like, you know, Gator and his girlfriend, which was Samuel Jackson and Holly Berry, who went on to be, you know, big entertainment actors and actresses. And they've had to play several different roles.
Mm.
But some people say that Holly Berry sold out by, you know, having a real provocative scene in the movie. What was it called again?
Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball.
'Cause she made
now, it was kind of harsh. It was very harsh. But people act like they told her, you know what, if you play this part, you're going to get the Oscar.
Well, she is fine.
They didn't tell her that, though. She probably thought she was going to get the Oscar for doing something else, just like Denzel Washington thought he was going to get it for, maybe thought he was going to get it for playing this other role that he did so well.
Mm.
No, he was given it at a different time.
I see. You're talking about not Training Day. There was something else. I can't recall what it was.
John somebody.
John Q.
John Q. Okay, now we're not out of this. I'm just talk about this really quickly, and then we can go to the phone lines.
Okay.
Because I have to, my people need to see outside the box.
Right.
Now you have an actress, first time stepping on this movie big screen,
mm-hmm.
play a co-star, and won the Oscar. So you mean to tell me she knew that was going to happen? You mean to tell me Jennifer Hudson knew she was going to win an Oscar?
Right.
No, it was her time. she was able to shine, even though she got booted off of
right.
American Idol. And she sang better than everybody else on there. See, your time is when your time is going to be, and you're going to shine no matter the color of your skin, no matter what anybody else says, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to look out and think outside the box. Yeah, probably with other actors, like, I've been in the game all this time, and I ain't got no Oscar. And she just came up. I mean, her, they can't, you cannot be mad.
Right.
You cannot be mad about that.
Well, the evolution of the hater does continue on.
You know, but people aren't looking deep and thinking outside the box on these things before throwing daggers and being negative, because you can contribute to it. You can contribute to being negative.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to watch it. I don't like Tyler Perry shows that come on TV. I don't like it. I don't say nothing about it. I don't like it, though. But I watch the movies.
Okay.
You know, it's more than Madea. I liked, you know, what was the name of the movie? Why Did I Get Married 1 and 2? People say there's no images of professional black people on the screens. What's going on? Yes, it is. They were. What was wrong with that movie? Oh, it was too much drama. Too much like right. So you mean to tell me that you and your husband walk around and it's just a great, happy marriage and nothing happens in it?
Right. They can't see it.
Really? So are you feeling like, oh, my God, the rest of the world is seeing us? They're going to say, everybody that's black, they act like that? No, that you are what you think. So there are going to be negative images, even when somebody is trying to break it down to show how Hollywood is. So for that example, Robert Townsend in Hollywood Shuffle.
Right.
Yes, he was showing what was going on, but by showing it, guess what? The negative images came out. So you mean to tell me that black people was just really tripping off Jerry curls and, you know, playing these master roles?
Afros.
Yes, they are. But guess what? That was on the big screen, so everybody saw it. So somebody got mad. Somebody got mad. Come on, people. I know you hear me.
Let's go ahead and go to the phone
lines. Yeah, go on to the phone lines. I talk about this all night long.
And let's get funky with it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. The topic tonight is the portrayal of blacks in media and entertainment. Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines, if you don't mind. Let's go ahead and go up north and hear from the fantastic lady of Detroit herself. Darling Nikki's on the line with us. Nikki, what's going on, sweetheart? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, family? What's up, Miss Oatmeal?
Hey, Nick.
What is going on?
Well.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we're talking about it itself. Now, Nikki, help us understand. I mean, what is the portrayal of blacks in media entertainment? What is it exactly, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, it's so many different layers and so many different dimensions to this one subject. It depends on which angle you're actually coming from. When I think about someone who, like Tyler Perry, who, you know, was, if you saw his story on Oprah, you understand and realize, you know, why the Madea character is so significant and why she resonates so much with him and why he chooses as a man to dress up in character as not a woman but as an actor. Let's not forget. He didn't go to Juilliard or anything like that, but his craft is acting, and that's what he does. So outside of that, before I even heard about Tyler Perry's story, I knew that there was something significant about the way he was portraying this Madea character. Everybody has a Madea in their family or knows of a Madea. Both my grandmamas was Madeas. So when I saw his story on Oprah about, you know, being physically abused by his father, you know, being beaten into a coma, you know, being raped by not only a woman, but also by a man. When I saw those things and he said the only place he could go for shelter was his aunt's house, that's who Madea is and was for him, his place of rest and solitude, so to speak. So when you
right.
fast forward and I hear people like Spike Lee who want to put their mouth, you know absolutely nothing about this man. You know absolutely nothing more than you can see. You can't see past the character. This is what's wrong with people, black people specifically, when it comes to the arts. you know, the arts are so vital, but yet, you know, we want to take them and water them down to, you know, him being nothing more than, you know, a man dressed up in character as a woman. You know, there are
right.
actors across the board who go and do scenes where they play gay people, where they play lesbians, where they play murderers, you know, all kind of things. You know, Michael Douglas and what's the little cutie patootie, Matt Damon, have a movie coming out where Michael Douglas is going to play Liberace. Everybody knows Liberace was gay. Matt Damon is going to play his lover. Are we going to question their sexuality because they're in character in a movie? No, we're not. We are actually harder on ourselves as black people than the rest of the world is. We give ourselves way too much credit about what other people think about us. Because quite honestly, after having conversations with non-black folks, they really don't give a damn that much. They really, really don't.
Exactly.
So I don't understand. Yeah, so I don't understand why it's this big thing in our community to constantly come down on people. Tyler Perry has a studio in Atlanta. He's putting black writers to work. He's putting black actors and actresses to work. I've seen so many people in his stage plays go from stage play to movie to, you know, TV shows. You know, nobody else is doing that. And anytime you can make it on Oprah, and have a one-hour segment dedicated to men who do not traditionally talk about being sexually abused. You know how many people he has helped? So Spike Lee should have been last week's topic, the evolution of the hater. Because other than that, I can't see what your purpose is. I don't know, what purpose are you serving by tearing down somebody who has, for the most part, done nothing but positive things?
Wow. Right, exactly. And because you are Spike, what are you doing? Where's your show? It's not getting green lighted. They're not letting it in. I mean, where is it? You have the power. You have the power because you're Spike Lee.
Right. And with all due respect, I'm a huge Spike Lee fan. School Days will forever be one of my all-time favorite movies. It is one of the reasons why I sought out an HBCU. My family, my father's side of the family, were actually Rosewood residents. And before all the mayhem and the massacring of all those black families that lived in Rosewood, my great-great-grandfather decided to leave. So that is the only reason why I'm on the phone with you guys today, because my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather decided to, you know what, it's getting ready to pop off up in here, and I'm taking my family and we going north. So I do understand and give all, you know, all honor and all respect for Spike Lee for even putting that story out there, because very few people know about it. But at the same time, we have to understand that we as a culture and as black people, we go to the movies to be entertained. We
right.
are going for entertainment value. We are going for escapism. We are going to get away from not enough money to pay the bills, you know, broken homes. We're going to get away from those things, and we want to laugh. I can't speak for the rest of America, but see, they can go for, you know, the drama and the sci-fi. No, we are going to laugh. And this is why dramas typically don't do well across the board with black people, because we don't need to see all that. We got that right at home. We got that. No bills and no money to pay the bills, we got that. You know, child support not coming in, baby mama acting a fool, we have that at home. So we don't really need to have those things addressed on the big screen. We simply want to laugh and escape. And I'm sorry, Spike, sometimes you're just a little too heavy, period.
You know, but, Nikki, it's nothing wrong with it being addressed on the big screen. You know,
absolutely.
Each his own, but, for example, like Precious, it was a very emotional movie. I mean, I left out of the kind of like, whoa, you know, I had to go have me a drink. I promise you, we were like, we need to snap out of this. But we knew it was a movie, you know, based on the book. You know, you think about people trying to go through this in their life. But, yes, Monique played the part. That was Monique. She played the part.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure to, you know, woo, had to grasp and really do some soul searching and really put herself in that place to do that. And that was hard to do. So she did that as an actress. And the way she came off in that movie, her character was really terrible, but it was a character.
Right.
And these things do happen, but I bet she didn't know she was going to win the Oscar. No, she didn't. But see, the people was like, see, we always winning for the negative stuff. You know,
well, don't act like the negative is not a part of our community. That's the other thing I need us to get over. Don't act like, you know, those things don't exist. And don't be so upset, people, when we decide to air our dirty laundry. Just like everybody got mad at Bill Cosby. If you live in a project, your kids should not be wearing $150 gym shoes. I'm sorry. Everybody wanted to get mad at him for making that statement. For what? It's the truth. It's the truth. What, we want to act like we've come so far from slavery that we don't make mistakes? That, we have overcome? No, we ain't. And, yes, I say it ain't. No, we have not. So please stop giving so much credit to other people who really ain't giving a damn about what's going on in our community. Please.
Right. They're not really, they don't care. I mean, they have drama on TV, but we don't pay attention to it because we're not watching it. We're not watch their reality TV shows, but, you know, I don't. I'm not really tripping off of them. It doesn't bother me, just like it doesn't. I can say this. When I look at, you know, some of the reality TV shows that are on, I'm like, wow, this is terrible. Because it is some of the shows are terrible. But I have
absolutely
turn it off. You know, Housewives of Atlanta, oh, my goodness. They get on my everlasting nerves. They do. But I watch it sometime, but not where I just have to remember what time it comes on. I probably catch the reruns.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, they don't speak for all women.
Right.
They speak for themselves.
And a lot of the men
they
don't
speak
get
for
speak
themselves.
Up.
They speak for themselves. That's who they speak for. And they have some entertainment value, which is why they can get 30 G's an episode. And I'm not mad at them for it.
Right.
No. But sometimes the characters that are portrayed really don't represent the true black man. And, in fact, speaking of...
You mean in Tyler Perry movies?
What's that?
You mean in Tyler Perry movies or just in general?
In general at all. I mean, I've seen, you know, the show that's so popular now, The Game. You know, that some of that is not projected in real life because I'm a little turned off by the way that the athletes are portrayed. It's not. I mean, you're not, first of all, I mean, you're not going to see athletes in the middle of the week barbecuing at somebody's house with ribs and links and stuff like that on the grill. Man, your body can't take all that. That's just, I mean, I'm looking at it from that standpoint, so I'm like, you know what, that's not real. Not
but
serious.
You're looking at it in a reality
exactly.
point, but it's really a sitcom.
Exactly.
It's a dramatic, whatever they call that show. It's
right,
not like.
Right.
Martin are Good Times.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Good Times was shit. There was always something bad going on. They thought James get a good job, and he come home. They got a party set up, and he didn't get it.
James was my dude. James had three pair of pants, always stayed light, and never
brown
had a
corduroy.
Always put that rent. So I got to respect that. Ladies and gentlemen, the portrayal of the blacks in media and entertainment. Nikki, hold the line if you don't mind. I want to get to the phone lines and let all the chime in on this. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We've heard from Nikki up in Detroit, ladies and gentlemen. They call from all over the country. Let's take it to the center of America itself in its heartland, Kansas City's very own E. Doug Wilson. E., what's going on, bro?
What's up, man?
Man, glad to have you back.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to the phone lines with her. Ms. Oatmeal she's highly hyped right now.
I sure am.
Coming to this topic, I told you at the beginning of the show, man, this was it.
I've been waiting online before the show aired, you did? And y'all done hit a lot of topics, so I want to get right to it. On that topic of Spike Lee and Tyler Perry, I think, you know, in my own personal opinion, Tyler Perry, besides maybe Martin Lawrence, has brought some of the movies that are more realistic to life as far as if you want to have a family reunion or a picnic or something like that. You always got that wild factor of what's going to go on. Then, you know, everybody's family union and stuff is different. But Spike Lee hasn't had nothing come out in a long time, and I think he's kind of jealous, and he, you know, us as black people kind of need to come together. Maybe he could have went to Tyler Perry and been like, look, check this out, man. I've been having a vision about this. Can we work together instead of trying to hate on him or do something like that? Tyler done come from nothing, and now he's done built his own, theater or whatever, where he produces his own. That said a lot for a black man. And for another black man who's supposed to have been in the game for a long time and haven't done it in the short period of time that Tyler has done it, yeah, I'd be mad too. You know what I'm saying? Well, he shouldn't hate like that. He should participate. He should get with it. Amongst a lot of subjects, you know what I'm saying? We as black people are really falling apart of each other, you know what I'm saying? We have lost a lot of our upliftingness or whatever. We've been doing a lot of downgrading, you know what I'm saying? And until we learn how to come together, and I learned a lot of stuff in politics that just happened within our city down here in Kansas City today that I really did not know about certain organizations that were calling themselves sticking together, but they also are under the table hating on the black man. So when are we also going to come along and get together? This is more than just media. This happens within our cities that we live in. You know what I'm saying? So before you can get to media, which is a good topic that we're talking about, I don't want to break y'all off of y'all subject. A lot of these media people that have made it come from our communities.
He's right.
You see what I'm saying? Your boy, I can't think of his name right now, he played in the story about Rwanda. He's from Kansas City.
Don Cheadle.
He's from Kansas City, in our own community. You get what I'm saying? You have Brian Garner and all them just doing all their stories or whatever that are big time and needed. They're family rooted from Kansas City.
Right. You're right about
so
that.
If we can't get some of them involved in this stuff and bring them out to correct this stuff, it's not going to never happen. We're just going to keep spinning our wheels and have a good topic of discussion, of debate.
Well, hold that thought. E, let me ask you this question, because we had a caller in the chat room that just asked this. The question was asked, do you think in time Spike could ever work with Tyler Perry?
I don't know. That's something. That's just like saying could Jordan ever play on the same team with Kobe? We have
no.
to ask ourselves that. You know what I'm saying? Because without nobody ever bringing an olive branch or whatever to try to find out, we would never know. I think they might. They might have something, you know, that they could present to us or whatever. I agree wholeheartedly with that one young lady that just left off the air. She said it all. The show should be ended right now. Because she said it all about all of it, man.
Well, that's amazing. Who we are. I mean, this is a real hot topic to talk about, man. I mean, we got to think about all aspects of this, because you got to look at the haterism that's going on, the way people are portrayed, who was actually portraying the image, and what image we're really accepting to receive, because all of that factors into this whole topic. So the media can put it out there, but it really wouldn't be too much of an issue, you know, if we didn't participate or even go see it.
Right. So, you know, for instance, a lot of people don't like to watch BET because they say the shows aren't worth nothing, right? But when they do put shows on that are educational or, you know, your Ed Gordon or what have you, you know why they take them off? Because nobody is watching them.
Right.
The ratings. So they take those good shows because nobody's watching them. But you throw Keisha Cole on there and her family, and you throw, you know, The Game on, or, of course, 106 and Park is rolling because kids watch that as the videos.
Flavor.
They have high ratings. You know, your Flavor Flav, you know, I Love New York, the ratings are high. So once you put something on that nobody wants to watch, but they say they want it, how come it's not more of it? People aren't tuning in.
That's really what it's all about. Nikki, E-Dub, I want y'all to hold the line. Don't go anywhere. Just stay right there because you know I'm going to come back to you. This is just real talk, ladies and gentlemen. Where else can you have real conversation and chime in and speak your mind and also advertise your business? I want to let people know that, you know, we're here to help out the community. Not only is it regional, but it's nationwide as well. So for those of you all had to put your kids away to bed to get on this phone tonight, keep in mind about this. Every year, thousands of qualified students are overlooked by colleges and universities for scholarship consideration, and they fall through the recruiting cracks. Well, don't let this happen to your child if you have a stellar star athlete who really needs to get their face out there. Contact Chosen One Sports. Holler at my man Ray, who'll give you all the information you need. Contact phone number is 817-939-9324. Again, that phone number is 817-939-9324. And you can also check them out online at www.chosenonesports.com. Chosen, the number one, and sports.com. So let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines real quick. The portrayal of blacks in media and entertainment. We've heard from Kansas City, my hometown, with E-Dub, up in Detroit where Nikki is. Let's bring it on back to Texas, Ms. O'Meal, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We have a caller with a Tarrant County area code, 817. Your last number's in 3143. Who's on the line with us tonight?
Hey, this is Michelle, comedian Mama Michelle. How you doing?
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Hey, Mama Michelle.
Hey, oh, y'all done ran my blood pressure up here. Woo, y'all just keeping it way too real for me. I done had to take two sugar pills and eat a Twinkie to calm my nerves. But first of all, the show is extremely hot. I mean, the portrayal of African-Americans or black people in entertainment. I still want to throw out there, I know that there is Spike Lee and Tyler Perry have their issues, but I also want to just throw out, you know, media still really celebrates the successful black male always sporting a Caucasian female. That happens quite frequently. I heard a couple references to the show The Game on there, so that's and still sneaks in a little glorification of the African American male that leaves the home. And you're absolutely, you know, you are absolutely right that, you know, people are often recognized for roles where they play stereotypical roles versus actually playing roles with different depth. And I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes there are very educational African-American movies on or on networks such as BET, and I'm telling you, I'm not watching. I already had a rough day at work. I didn't like the way that my boss's breath smelled. I had to sit through it all day. I really just want to sit down and laugh and enjoy life. I done came home. One of my kids is flunking math, wants some help from his mama. I can't help him. You know, I can't. I'm telling them, say, fool, go Google the answer. You Google porn, you can Google the answer to your man. You know, I'm saying, so I do realize that. But I think Spike Lee, going back to that original topic, has, and, you know, I feel like, you know, what fancy word did you call us? A monostreptococcus? No, that's a disease. What did you say? What was the word?
It's after five.
Oh, okay. So we're not monolithic. Okay. So basically we aren't. And there is something for everybody. There is something in someone for everybody. And truly everything that, you know, someone else thinks is art is not art to me. Some of the I'm not going to lie. I hope he's not listening because one day I do want to work for him. But some of Tyler Perry's movies to me sometimes are buffoonery. You know, some of it goes way over the top. I personally love the movie Precious, but thought it was just, you know, overkill. You know, I still cry like a baby. I mean, even my boyfriend cried then. Well, I broke up with him after he cried harder than I did because that led me to believe something in his past that happened real bad for him, and I didn't want to be the one to uncover it. So I left him over Tyler Perry's movie because he was crying way too hard for me. But, I mean, some of it was over the top for me, but either way it goes, there is something for everybody. And, no, you know, some of Spike Lee's movies were over the top. I mean, it's really kind of funny for me, you know, if I'm thinking back to some of the scenes in Do the Right Thing, When I Want to Work for Her One Day, Rosa Perez, she was, you know, she was a little bit over the top. She, you know, really, you know, heavied up her accent to sound a little more around the way than, you know, maybe she needed to. But I don't know her personally, so that's wrong for me to say. But, it, you know, so I'm just saying that entertainment is entertainment, and there's something for everybody, and we don't have to be critical or do the kingpin game, as the other person made reference to one-up each other. There's enough money, especially African-American dollars, because we spend at a higher rate than most other ethnicities out there, that we can really, you know, embrace each other's differences versus tear it down. Because regardless of whether you say Tyler Perry's over the top, it's buffoonery, whatever you want to say about Tyler Perry, he's still getting paid, and he's found a way to get a message to a broader audience than some of the more serious pieces. And I can only hope that when these very gifted directors take the podium to speak, that instead of tearing each other down, that they realize that there's plenty of money out there for everybody, and that they lift each other up, and that, you know, at the end of the day, no matter what method that they use, that they remind people that we are a diverse culture. We are powerful in not only intellect and athletic prowess, but also in the mighty dollar. And let's go get this money and stop arguing. I'm not even mad at the brothers who run out and, you know, get, you know, Caucasian females, because that's their choice. That's what turns them on. I'd rather be, you know, watching somebody truly be successful and do what makes them happy without downing me than have somebody think that just because I'm a black female and they're a black female in entertainment, they have to down me to make it. That's, you know, we should be beyond that. That's what they use to separate us back, you know, way back when, during, you know, the times of slavery in Africa, in human trading, you know, making one feel better than the other so that they could divide us up. Let's, you know, stop the madness. It's kind of really stupid.
Right, definitely. You hit it on the money, because there's so many different avenues. Okay, Tyler is the one that everybody sees. Well, why don't you go rent a DVD from Redbox? You know, why don't you find you something else to watch? Because we're making movies that's going straight to DVD. It used to be few and far in between. You might find one or two. Everybody was renting out that same one. You couldn't get there to get it fast enough. You had to put your name on the list to get it. Guess what? Now all you got to do is just walk down the aisle, and you got your choice. You got your choice from hood, educational, back in the day, the now, couples,
rated X.
Okay. All there. If you go do your research and pick it up, it's there. You don't even have to leave and go pay for a $10 movie. You can go rent it on DVD. So,
and just because it's not well known, you know, a lot of people, and, you know, like just, you know, entertainment encompasses music. One of my coworkers today, she's about 52-year-old Caucasian female. Said, oh my goodness, I am so sick of Lil Wayne. Every song I listen to has Lil Wayne in it, and I laugh because, you know, that tells you how saturated the market is with, you know, the talented tenth, so to speak. That, you know, that people are just unwilling to spread that money out. You gotta, you know, you just can't just go see the movie just because it's, you know, the new thing. There are a lot of talented directors out there that are not getting the attention they need because they don't have the backing they need.
Right.
So, yeah, share the wealth.
Yeah,
and
just,
of course, tune in.
The music industry as well. You know, we have different things, you know, that are going on. What is that BET is doing now with the
Trumpet
artists?
Yeah.
I know Marsha Ambrosia is a part of it, and Melanie Fiona. I don't know the name.
Voices, Trumpet, something like that, Voices. Oh, I'm getting busted out. I haven't been watching BET. Jesus.
They're on tour right now, you know, doing their concerts. there's a lot of underground, you know, neo-soul, soul artists, hip-hop artists, rap artists, all kinds of things going on. But you have to be really in tune and want something different because the mainstream is not pushing it out. Like you said, they're saturated with just one or two or three individuals. There are so many different lanes. And we have allowed them just to make it one lane when we have so many lanes. We've had different lanes.
And force it on us.
Right. You know, there was, you know, hip-hop, the gangster rap, political rap, all kind of different lanes for that one genre. So people still need to open up their minds and remember that. You know,
I
I'm a liberal artist.
I think you said it best. We say we want it. We say, you know, I'd like to learn more. I want, you know, movies to be, but we don't want it. We don't want it because I flip through the channels and I'm just like, I really sometimes don't want to think. You know, I don't want to think about, I don't want to be socially conscious. I don't even, you know, today I was just, you know, reading about Obama and his, you know, having to release a long form of his birth certificate. That's buffoonery to me that a country would be laying off teachers, but we care where this man who's had to take on the weight of the free world, we care where he was born. Oh, come on, man.
It's so much total distraction about that. That is just, you need something else to talk about because they don't want everybody else to realize what's really going on with the war and how it's affecting our economy. And that's just, y'all going to pay attention to this in the media because the media will do this to you. Every time it's about to get tight with something critical that's going to affect the economy, your favorite sitcom is coming back on TV1 because they know they're going to take you away from all this foolishness. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised, y'all, if the Jacksons cartoon just show up out the blue coming on TV1 when it's about to get real tight on some spending. When bread gets to be...
Good Times resurface. The new Good Times. Thelma's now the mama. Yeah,
All of that's going to come back real quick because, I mean, just y'all going to see Give Me a Break here pretty soon with Nell Carter.
The Wiz Part 3.
Yeah, the next thing we know, a liter of Sprite going to be like $2.95. But ain't nobody going to tell you that because you've been watching these old reruns of Nell Carter.
But guess what? We're going to get together then. We're going to be like, we got to put this together to make it happen. We got to stick together because times is getting hard.
Right on. That's how it is, folks. Mama Michelle has chimed in on here. For those of you who don't know, her stand-up comedy is the truth. I went to go see her a couple weeks ago at the Improv here in Addison, Tech, or in Dallas, Texas area, and I was on the floor laughing the whole time. My face hurt. Y'all put on a great show. That was a very good show that y'all did.
Man, I was so excited to have you guys out. And at the end, you know, it got a little crazy there. Oh, girl, didn't want to get off stage. And I really wanted you to come up and really talk about the station. I think that everybody, you know, has their own station. They get on and they try to talk about things. And so I'm not knocking them at all. But I know that my personal experience from, you know, listening to your station is I always leave the call or if I'm on logged in, I always leave way more enriched than I logged on, you know, because it's not about, you know, what I can comment on. It's just about what I hear. I hope that, you know, you keep doing this. I think you're a blessing to both, you know, individual entrepreneurs, but people who just want to expand their thought passages, whether what you're talking about is slightly funny or slightly interesting from a very intellectual standpoint, it's still information that we need. And I just, you know, hope that you continue to stay on and continue to be blessed and share knowledge with, you know, people.
We really appreciate that.
Yes,
thank
you
so
do.
Much.
Thank you.
If let y'all for the cute couple, woo! I'm jealous.
Mama Michelle, ladies and gentlemen, she's chimed in to the happy hour. For those of y'all who chimed in for the very first time, understand we are here to stay. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Was with the Z. We want to get back to Mr. E. Dub, and then I'm going to bring the phone lines back to Dallas, Texas. E, you had a comment you wanted to say?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
First of all, we have to realize that these movies, this music, all this stuff is entertainment.
Right.
How many real gangsters, how many real people really made it in life? I mean, you got a lot of movies on that stuff, but even this real TV is all scripted. You see what I'm saying? So we have to remember that these stories that we go watch with the Madeas or whatever, like the young lady said, we all have a Madea. We all have a grandmother, somebody, a big mama, something to get in our tails when we not doing right or have a funny story to tell. When we go out to watch movies, we don't want to hear about the same shit we just left home about, like old men said. We don't want to hear those kids. You know what I'm saying? We want some laughter or something, just like with Money Mike. I don't give a damn because he smoked weed or whatever. He's funny to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care about his personal life. But when I go pay my $45 or $60 to go see him, I want to be damn near in diapers when I leave there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to think about the shit I just left because I'll face it in a minute. I just want a little fun. You know what I'm saying? But like y'all talking about, the media hates on each other, and we're black people, we hate on each other, and the white folks suck it up. They love it. Because they're able to turn us against each other as far as their own entertainment. You know what I'm saying? You don't see too much more about the Bushes girls out there drinking and doing stuff. You know?
Who?
The Bush girls. But they talking about Obama. You know, y'all was discussing about Obama. I'm sorry, I changed the subject. But you remember when President Bush's daughter was got caught drinking and doing all that? They said it one day and you didn't hear nothing else about it. That's why you said, what? You don't remember none of that, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember none of that, dude. Huh?
I remember that. That was down here in Texas, man.
I know it was. A lot happened in Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That y'all don't really hear about. But everything is presented about Mr. Obama or what he's doing or what he ain't doing. But if there's nobody that out there that has a real solution or want to step up and say, I have this idea, you're going to get gunned down. Better not be a black person. Fuck around, get hung. It's kind of like right now, it depends on the territory that you at and what you say and what are you doing and whose toes you stepping on, for real. Because, for real, y'all can close your eyes to a lot of things that are happening out here, whether it be media, whether it be society, whether it be whatever. But there's a lot of things, there's a lot of brothers and sisters that really don't know that's happening out here to brothers and sisters and black people that are selling out in media, that are selling out in the political arena, that are selling out and not listening to the people when they claim they self working for the people. Everybody portray these stories or whatever, but we see who's really coming back to the demolished areas or whatever and trying to help out that are actors or that are in media or whatever. We don't have to name any names, because they are already in the spotlight because they're going to show them. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people that are out there that's in the media or whatever, they're not really helping us. They're trying to help themselves. You know what I'm saying? I heard a young lady talk about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, I'll let y'all go, but I got to say this one thing before I go. A star is not trained. It is born. Whether it be actor, whether it be singer, whether it be whatever. And those that are getting a lot of attention or whatever, is just that a star that is born. A lot of people relate to Lil Wayne, if you will, just real quick. Lil Wayne has a story to tell. Lil Wayne lived that life that everybody in their family has a young man who's living that life or living it as we speak right now. So they relate to Lil Wayne. We're losing a lot of our youth or whatever. But they listen to this. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of alternative music, is gospel, rap, and different other things. But they're not presenting it to our youth and different other things. You know, so
they're not letting it in the mainstream. It's there. It's just not in the mainstream as it used to be. They're only allowing certain individuals to be in the mainstream. You know, how many female girl groups do you see now? Okay. But how many did you see in 92,
93, 94, 95, 96? So you
saying the media has something to
do with that? Heck yeah. How so?
The people that have the say-so of green lighting are letting individuals in. And it's not Tyler Perry, you know, as far as movies are concerned.
Okay.
It's not Spike Lee. They have to be green. They have to be given the go by somebody else. And that person is not the same color as us.
Mm.
So you tell me how there was Stephanie Mills and Sherelle and Vesta and all these individuals and Aunt Angela, Winbush, all of these people was in there all at one time.
And now?
Now you letting like two or three and they sound like boo-boo. And then you have others that we got to stand behind that really sound good, or they have to try to come through on another angle on people that are African-American that can actually do something and push them out. So you can't, we are trying. It's
right.
Just not seen on the mainstream level. You know, if you're into media and entertainment, then you'll know that. If you're not, you're going to always take things for face value or what you see on the surface.
Right.
And I don't think people should speak on stuff that they see on the surface if they have no idea of what it's about. So all these different media outlets, like these media takeouts and these gossip blogs and Facebook and MySpace and all this crazy stuff that's allowing people to just run off at the mouth for no reason, just because what they heard or what they saw, the people are throwing out there, sometimes they're making it up. People are actually believing this without even doing any research.
Right. And that was,
and you can catch yourself sometime like, but you know, but then you got, I have to be like, wait a minute, let me go Google, let me go do some research before I look like one of the idiots that's just speaking off surface.
Right.
You really got to know what you're talking about.
Must be the money.
And if it's not something you study, then you don't know. I have no idea how to be a project manager. That is not my area of expertise. I can tell you how to be an accountant. I can tell you how to be behind the scenes on this radio show. Now, what you see on the surface, I don't know what you see, but I know all the hell and hot water we go through behind the scenes to do what it is we do every day.
Right.
So before people start pointing fingers at any industry, know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't doubt that. I mean, y'all hit the spot on, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real topic. I'm glad we brought this up. I mean, this is just the truth. The portrayal of blacks in media and entertainment. Let's get it back to the phone lines, Ms. O'Mill, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Get a call of this here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Phone number ending in 4134. We have a caller on the line. Who is this?
Andy Barton. This is Big Ray. Big Ray International from Chosen One Sports. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. How are you, Big Ray?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's all good. I was calling to say a lot of people got different perspectives and portrayals of blacks in the media. You know, you got some people got an angle. They look at it like Tyrese in the movie Baby Boy. Well, you know, Tyrese made his money, but that wasn't the most positive portrayal. But sometimes that can be an accurate depiction of some people's reality. Others, people's reality might be like Eddie Murphy in a movie, Changing Places, where he went from rags to riches. And then it just shows how certain people pulling strings, trying to play games with other people's lives. Then you got the one with like Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness. How would somebody go to be successful, and what would they go through to reach their goals and aspirations, and what type of things would people do to overcome obstacles and hindrances and hurdles in life. You know, different people see it as a different thing. Then, like the movie made reference to, The Game.
Some of it's fictitious, blown out of proportion. Some of it is giving an inside view of that what actually goes on from the inside out in the sports world. You know, some people just don't know. They used to have one on earlier years ago called 4th and 10, and the NFL made ESPN. Hey, they was like, hey, either you pull this show or we ain't gonna let you carry no games in the fall.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, because it was getting a little too realistic, and you know, a lot of times the media paints a picture. Sometimes they paint a cloud. Sometimes they paint a blue sky. Sometimes they paint sunshine when it's about to be a tornado. But they try to lead you and guide you like animals going to the slaughter. You know, sometimes they don't want you to know the truth. You got to look at who owns the media. You know, basically you got to look at your source. You know, hey, this network right here paints a certain picture, wants us to believe certain things. Back in the day, the media used to portray images that it was all right to smoke. Now it's almost illegal to advertise cigarettes on TV. And now they got to put a little warning on them when they do advertise in magazines.
As far as entertainment is concerned, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. Don't get stuff caught up in entertainment. You know, it may not fit your reality, whatever it is you're watching. So you can't get mad. It may fit somebody else's, but it's just entertainment.
Yeah.
So people are getting too deep, getting too mad at individuals that are in the industry based on their craft and their art. It is what it is. Obviously, it was something for you to be able to turn on your TV and see them making it amongst all the people in the industry. And you're able to turn on the TV and see them. You don't know. People don't even think about getting into the path. Then you don't know where they are exactly. They may not be making that much money. Mm-hmm. How do you know? We don't know how much Malik and Pooch Hall make.
Right.
That's a job just like we get up and go to work every day. That is one of their sources of income. Then that's why you might see them on a Sprite commercial, too. Mm-hmm. They got to get their chochos over there. Then you might turn around and see Keisha Cole on a perm box. Why? Because under that umbrella,
right,
you can't just stay in one lane.
Right.
Or else you may not get paid one summer. You may not have no money.
They don't get that.
They don't get it. Me and Andy got to know how to do something else.
Hello.
Talk show may go somewhere. We don't know that. We don't want it to. So we have to make sure that you branch out in all your gifts. Rather, if somebody thinks that this show is garbage, we don't care.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's what our gift and what our light is and where we see fit that we're supposed to be in this world,
yeah.
Regardless of what somebody else may not see on the outside. Yeah, I have a song out called Knick Knack. Yes, it's about embracing your youth. You know, not about going to get fake boobs because you're flat-chested or going to get liposuction because you're a little thick or going to get a booty pop because you don't have one. And or what if you do have one and you think it's too big because the media is basically showing a whole lot of, you think that they're showing you these model video bodies. Well, shoot, in my eyes, the media mogul diva to me is Oprah Winfrey. And when she came out, she was a booger wolf, okay?
Right.
And she is on top. So you have to embrace your inner you and embrace who you are on the outside. Stop trying to impress everybody else. Now, I'm not trying to impress nobody. I know my story behind Knick Knack.
Right.
I know. I was in Hollywood and was a size 9. They told me I had to lose another 20 pounds. I was like, oh, y'all tripping. For real.
That's just real talk.
So, you know, that's where it came about. I was asked to be in a plus-size calendar. And they told me, shoot, you lose any more weight, you can't be in it. I'm like, damn, I don't have no avenue. I can't be a small chick, and I can't be a big chick. well, you know what? I'm going to have that knickknack. I'm going to be in the middle. I'm going to create my own.
Right.
I don't care who likes it. You know, will somebody relate? They probably will, because I am not the only one that's going through this journey.
Right.
But that's just one avenue where I express myself.
That's just real talk, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't seen the video, and if you're on Blog Talk yourself, you want to scroll down our homepage and you'll find the video right there. Oatmeal Brown did her thing with the knick-knack paddywhack. Yes, indeed. Follow us on Facebook, folks. You can see it. If you got a YouTube, you believe in watching our channel, be a subscriber to our channel. We got plenty more coming up. Miss Oatmeal is definitely doing her thing and representing. I want to say thanks to my man, Big Ray, for chiming in. He's the man we referred to earlier today about Chosen One Sports. Follow him, his information. If you're getting the show later and you listen to the podcast, just go ahead and rewind this link, get his information. But let's take the phone lines back down to the Dirty Dirty to a caller in New Orleans. New Orleans is chiming in on the happy hour. Caller in is 5536. Who is this?
Hey, y'all. It's Dre, JB. I'm here representing for you, honey.
Hey, Dre.
How are you? I want to commend you and Andy for the great job y'all doing. And I've been listening for a little bit, just leaving the salon. But you guys are hitting the nail on the head. No matter what industry you're in, what you decide to do, you got to be able to have several irons in the fire and do you. I'm a hairstylist,
right.
But I'm an instructor at the cosmetology school, touching little people over there. And then I'm an educator on the other side, you know, educate other hairstylists on new and improved techniques and things that are out there. So regardless of where you are, you got to always spread your wings and kind of touch on, it's your passion, but find other ways to, you know, have that revenue stream come in, because everybody think, oh, she do hair, she making that paper. You don't know. Like you say, on the surface, it looks good. But
right.
You know, but on the back end, you know, they don't know what your story is or what your hustle is or, you know, things like that. So I commend you guys, and hopefully, you know, more of the people that are listening appreciate it and get something from it, you know?
Right on.
Thank you, most definitely. We definitely thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just how it is, folks. I mean, this is, you got to think about this. We're in a position to let everybody speak their mind. Your voice is actually being heard, because these are the things that you, Miss Oatmeal, and I talk about. This is our life and our lifestyle. Think about that. We're doing things, we're talking about real topics that affect us as a community and as a whole.
Right.
So you got to think about this. If we come together, and I put this on a Facebook post the other day, you know, help me understand where the strength is in division. When you put things together, it has more power. It's more solid. And you can build a stronger foundation as long as you're building together. If you're going to try to build a house and say, all right, I'm going to put this window up, you go ahead and do the floors, I'm going to do the bathroom, do the kitchen, it's nothing without a foundation. If you have a business, separate yourself from the small-time hustler and advertise. How else are we going to know except for your word of mouth?
Right.
There's 7,800 people listening to this show, whether you know them or not, whether we know them or not. The numbers don't lie. So imagine if 7,800 people knew that you had a business. And you were able to market yourself not only locally, but nationwide. You don't have a website? That's cool. We can help you with that. Check it out, folks. AndyBrownSpeaks.com. That's my website. Put it together. You've also seen the network that was put together by myself as well. HowWasYourWeekend.com. Trust me, your boy got skills. And if you got a talent and you have a business that needs to be put out there and you don't know quite how to do it, talk to us.
Right.
That's what this is all about. Well, I don't really want to be letting y'all know what I'm doing, because you know what I'm saying? I want to get mine off the ground, then I'm going to go on and holler at you if I need you. Cool.
But
no problem.
And you can't be afraid to step out.
Right.
You're always going to have people that don't understand. And they may not understand your dream or your goals. Well, guess what? Those aren't the people that God is placing into your life to be on board or to be a part of that journey. And you have to understand that. they're not going to understand, because guess what, they have that, they can either have hate or they just don't understand, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Because they aren't the, they're not the ones that are, that's supposed to be there. You can't force them. You can't make them. You can't force yourself to be on somebody else's path either. It's going to connect. But you go out there and you take those steps.
Mm.
I promise you, I know by experience, I'm not just jumping out here now because I'm jumping out. Oh, it's been a journey.
Right. And Monica's in the chat room. We welcome Monica to the show, Miss Monica Emery, talking about their dream crushers.
Yeah, and there's dream crushers out there, but I don't care about the dream crushers because I've had my talk with God.
Mm.
I studied. I put the right things in my mind. I don't go off what the next person says. You have to read. You have to teach. You have to be enlightened. You have to be inspired. You have to motivate. You have to do all these things.
Right.
You may not even receive that from anyone else. You may have to uplift yourself sometimes.
That's what's up.
But you have to know to do all of that in order to get anywhere in life. So when you see certain individuals, you know, in the media and the images that we do see, what are you paying attention to? What do you seek and what are you looking for? Do you just turn on the TV and turn it off because there's nothing you want to see? You can. You can read a book. You can rent a DVD as well. There's something out there for you. Blockbuster closed up. Hey, it had Redbox.
They have books to read, people. Get your mind and your imagination back in line. Stop always looking at somebody else's image of what they want you to see. Use your mind. Use your creativity, because you can imagine it far better than anybody else could have.
Right.
You got to think about that. When we were, as in youth, as children growing up, they encourage them not only for their vocabulary, but to increase their imagination. Read a book, because your image is going to be totally different than somebody else's, but the message is still the same. Nikki, would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, that's just, I mean, those are the three levels to any one person or anything. It's who you are, who you choose to display you are to other people, and how people actually see you. So you could be one person operating in three different dimensions. So, I mean, again, unless we not forget, perception is reality. So no matter what, you know, something claims to be, how people perceive it will be their own reality. So,
right.
I mean, Ms. Oatmeal says something about, you know, you don't see any female singing groups anymore. Well, we can pretty much look at television and connect the dots from there. And we have to understand that media is threefold. It is television, it is print, and it is radio. So when you pick music, for example, and actually let's start with TV. When you pick television, let's look at the onset of all of these reality shows. They're cheap to do, and they bring in a lot of advertising dollars. So you can have something like The Real Housewives of whatever, and you can advertise for so much more money, so much less money on Bravo than you can ABC, but you're still going to get that same demographic, you know, 25 to 45-year-old woman. I can't pay to advertise during Oprah, but I can pay to advertise during Bravo or on Bravo. So when you take that and you say, okay, what do we have? We have women who, for the most part, are supposed to have money. They don't really work. They spend their time bitching and talking about each other, but yet they proclaim to be friends. You take that same, you know, that same diagram and you put it into radio, which is now the music. You know, Kim and Nicki Minaj beefed out. For what? Yeah, neither one of y'all really got no real rap skills, let it be told, but y'all beefed out. So then you take that same, right, then you take that same onset and you take it to print or the web, which is your media takeout. So you have that same, that same attitude or that same philosophy that women don't really like each other, they don't really get along, and all they do is sit around and talk about each other. You have it in the media, which is the music, which is the print or the web, and which is the television. It's cyclical, and it all comes full circle. And this is why advertisers, which are nothing more than corporations, let's not get it twisted. Corporations own everything. They own the music, they own the TV, and they own the web. This is why you can't even turn on Pandora without getting somebody advertising. The average human sees 5,000 advertisements per day, whether or not you realize it, 5,000. Whether it's the license plate on the back of your car from where you purchased your vehicle, whether it's the commercial that you hear on the car, we are constantly subjected to advertising. So the only way you can have your own, Jay-Z said it best, believe none of what you hear, even if it's spat by me. The only way you can have your own mind is to completely unplug and remove yourself and have your own thought process. I plug in maybe once or twice a week. I don't watch television. I really don't do the reality shows. I don't listen to the radio at all because it's the only way I'm going to be able to have my own my own thought process because it's too much to absorb. Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Google, YouTube, I don't really give a damn about what nobody else is doing that much. It's just overload. So the only way you're going to actually ever have your own opinion is to unplug. Unplug and come up with it yourself.
Right. Come up with it yourself and see what it is they do as far as in a business aspect, how you can, you know, accomplish possibly using some of those avenues to get yourself going
mm-hmm.
or get yourself out there. Do that type of research. But again, you know, people don't really read. People aren't looking past the surface. They're not digging to the core of anything, not even in any type of media facets. The ones who want to know, truly want to know, and get down to the nitty-gritty, they do. The other ones don't. Just start running off at the mouth and have an opinion. And, okay, that's do what you do. But that's how you can be looked at in a negative light, by just expressing that opinion without going below the surface or thinking outside the box. Because you could say something outside the box and have a more positive effect
right.
than saying something that you're just running off at the mouth and just being negative. But you feel that, well, since it's a free world and it's freedom of speech, I can say what I want to say. That's fine. We all do that. But recognize, it's like I have to recognize, we all have to recognize how that may be seen as well. I mean, it's full circle for all of us. Nobody is exempt.
That's real talk.
You know.
Folks, I think that we really smack things across the head up in here. And that's what it's really about. I mean, we come in with it, you know, Nikki's always going to let you know the real deal. I mean, it's cut, it's dry, it's to the point, because that's who she is. She keeps it real. And most definitely, I always appreciate Nikki. We have to get her on first because the tone is always being set. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank Dre for chiming in, for Ray for chiming in, you know, because the folks, y'all did it. Mama Michelle chimed in today.
Right, E-Dub.
You know, E-Dub is always doing this thing. And even in the chat room, you know, the folks get down. So we advertise here. We promote your business. We speak real talk. You're going to get the realness one-on-one from Ms. Omia Brown each and every week. And we're stepping out the box to talk about what's real, not just what's always closed in, not just what's always what you're expected to see, but the images and the things that we're accepting into our life and our lifestyle. We need to come together, you know, as a whole and release the hate. I don't understand how comfortable hating can really be, that you have to hold this in to push out more negative energy onto somebody else.
Right.
In order for you to gain something, you know, the word increase is bringing things together. So if you're constantly tearing somebody else down, you know, whether they're in the same industry with you or not, or whether they do something totally different, if you have a mindset of tearing somebody else down, you'll never get there. You can never build tearing things down. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, if you have a stack of Legos as a kid and you continue to build towers, well, it's going to be great because it looks big and it's tall and you're going to reach the top. But if you're constantly breaking it down and tearing it down, well, I don't like this. Well, I don't like the way you did this. And I don't like the color of that Mustang that was in Oatmeal Brown's video. If it was red, the video would have been tight. You know what I'm saying? Well, if they had some other people dancing in there, like you, because you didn't get that phone call, then the video would have been tight. But I ain't like the way they was dancing. I ain't like the way her shoes looked. And, you know, finding little things.
Right.
It's unnecessary. Well, I don't like what Andy be saying because, you know, I knew him back when he was 12 years old. And we got into a scuffle, and he threw some grass in my face. So I just know what kind of person he really is.
Really?
Yeah.
At 12.
Uh-huh. Because they think they know you.
Right.
But they just know a segment of you.
I know a segment of you.
Just at
exactly.
that particular time.
Right.
They don't understand the full person like the ladies have said earlier. They don't know your journey. They don't know the things that you've gone through to get you to the point where, yeah, and if I lived a perfect life and I didn't go through anything or have any problems, I wouldn't want to listen to me because I would believe that everything I said would be factual. One thing about me is I'm putting myself in a position to help others. As a certified professional life coach, I have two clients right now that are thoroughly satisfied with what I'm providing for them. It's great information because it's not about me. It's giving back to them. It's empowering them and putting them in a position to do what they said that they wanted to do. Follow me, folks.
Right.
Best of coaching.
Exactly. You know, and just like with Knick Knack
mm-hmm.
or with, you know, Trey Nouveau or with Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, you know, I want to be able to help the kids.
Right.
It's not about me. See, corporate can let me go at any time they feel like it. Yes, it's my bread and butter
mm-hmm.
right now. But I have to do all these other things on outside of that in order to get where it is that I see that I'm supposed to fit.
That's what's up.
So it's not about me. It's bigger than the things that are on the surface.
Yeah.
So, you know, people need to see that in media. They need to see that in other people that are trying to make it and trying to do it. You don't have to like everything that somebody does. You don't have to like it, but you don't have to tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
Try to understand it before you place judgment.
Yeah.
If you don't, just be like, you know, I see that brother doing it, or I see that sister doing some things. Thank God they're doing some things. Thank God, you know, he's not out there on the street slanging, hustling, you know, sitting on 30-inch rims.
Right.
But really don't have no money.
And
you got
much,
them from Renter Tire.
As much as they talk about they need a man, they ain't working the corner of 13th and Martin Luther King.
Right.
Because you need to have a man or you need a woman. I feel you, but you got to take the right steps to find the right one.
Right.
Folks, this has been a real show. I want to thank everyone who chimed in. Thank you for, you know, just sharing your views and your thoughts, blogging and chatting with us. We got some great things coming up. This Saturday, for the live show, we're going to be in Dallas, Texas at the Hands of Glory Barber and Beauty Salon. Come out and join us for the roundtable, folks. We're going to be there from 3 to 5 p.m. doing our thing on 635 in Mumford over by the Valley View Mall behind that big McDonald's that looks like a big old Happy Meal. Follow us. We're going to have more information on Facebook about that as well. Check your boy out. I did a speaking engagement to some youth this past Friday. I'm thoroughly enjoying my life and my lifestyle, folks. Different speaking engagements and life coaching opportunities are available. AndyBrownSpeech.com. You've seen Oatmeal's hot new single, Knick Knack. It's out there, folks. Her video was hot. She's going to be a superstar. So coming up soon, you're going to start your day off with a little oatmeal for breakfast. Well, we're going to leave you with a hot one. As we wrap the show up, folks, I want to say thank you. Represent your advertising and your business to the fullest with us. Download the ringtone for Knick Knack. Also, we're going to have that information available on Facebook as well. We're going to leave you with the song and parting words. We're doing our thing, folks. With your fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown, God first.
Smile to my friend. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Just 'cause you see me and my team. mamas love me. They want it from me. They goody goody, real sexy hoodie. More than love, but just in love. All this patty waddy make you fall in love.
Just cause you see me in my jeans, don't mean that you can scheme me. I know that you're a big booty fiend. You like the way my body lean.
I know you like my knick-knack patty wag. Hey, I'm a little thick in face and let no extra ass hustle in this. No extra ass.